But I didn't let go, though my knuckles were white. I said, fish, I'm gonna win if it takes all night. I'm reeling you in, and that ain't all. I'm mounting your fat, scaly butt on my wall.
Fish on, fish on. Close your eyes and quote the scripture. But first get a camera and take my picture. Fish on, fish on.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're going to talk about what might be the hottest fishery in the Northwest right now. That would be sockeye salmon fishing on the Mid and Upper Columbia River. One person who's been having early success doing this is Mike Roth, the owner of Team Takedown Guide Service and a Max Lure Pro staffer. Mike, great to have you on the air.
It's great to be back, John. Thank you very much.
So, Mike, your home base is Wenatchee. I understand you've been fishing not far from there, and you've been getting limits already.
Yep, we sure have. We've got some of the great fishing, you know, right here in our backyard, and don't got to travel too far yet because these fish are, you know, just moving their way up through the Columbia River right now, and we've got a lot of fish still coming.
It's definitely looking like a good run this year, just a skosh off the 10-year average, way better than the horrible run we had last year. Folks, the limit is 2 sockeye salmon, which is absolutely fantastic. These are some of the best-eaten fish you're ever going to have, in case you didn't know that. What's the average size of the sockeye you're catching on the Columbia?
You know, the ones we got the other day, I'm going to say probably 3 to 5 pounds. We actually had a few fish that were probably that 5-pound range that were, boy, They're good-sized sockeye. They kind of almost look like the Lake Wenatchee sockeye.
I was going to say, those are really chunky. And I remember a few years past, we had that smaller run where we had a lot of 2-pounders. So to hear that we're getting bigger fish is a great sign. Let's talk about some of the hot spots. I know south of Vantage, right below Wanapum Dam, is definitely an early-season hot spot, though. You're kind of rocking and rolling with the waves there from the discharge of the dam, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, the guys down there, the toilet bowl, what they classify as, you know, hasn't been very warm yet, so we've still got a lot of runoff, and these dams are pumping water, and it's, you know, it's making it a little bit dangerous. I mean, you definitely need to be careful out there and know what you're doing. Hopefully you got help, you know, on the boat. Somebody can be on the boat motoring it, and somebody can be running rods, because, yeah, it was definitely a challenge the first night that we fished below Rocky Reach, and, I mean, we had water come over the bow of the boat and even over the sides a little bit. And, you know, I've got a 23-foot sled, and that kind of tells you that, you know,
wow,
it's pretty big.
So boaters, beware if you're fishing below the dams. Those dams would be Wanapum Dam, a Rocky Reach Dam just above Wenatchee, and Wells Dam that's just south of Pateras. All great hot spots for sockeye salmon as they stack up near the fish ladders. But another hot spot is that Brewster Pool below the Okanagan River. That probably gets more attention than any other spot on the river, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to open till the 16th, but now that stretch is open Saturday the 5th for sockeye and king salmon.
Well, that is fantastic news that the summer king salmon is opening up a bit earlier in that stretch, and for that matter, all along this section of the Columbia River. When it comes to the summer kings and the sockeye, is the limit still 2 salmon total? In other words, do you have to make a choice between kings and sockeye, which I'm pretty sure most people are going to choose kings?
No, it's not. So what it says in the regs and in the release that got put out is it's 6 salmon.
Okay.
Which 2 can be sockeye, 2 can be hatchery kings. So, and the reason why they do a 6 is because if you catch a jack, your jack doesn't count as your adult king or as a sockeye. So theoretically, you could catch 2 sockeye, 2 adults, kings, and then 2 jacks.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I'm glad you helped me out with that, because my math was struggling at 2 + 2 = 6. So thanks for the input about the jacks there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about how to catch these fish. And we're going to concentrate on the sockeye today, because there's just so many of them. I know traditionally the setup is a flasher and a bare red hook, but I know you're a Max Pro staffer and you're fishing something a little different.
Yeah, so we're running the Double D Dodgers. So sockeye, you'd run the dodgers, not the flashers.
Okay.
And then either run the sockeye squitter. So, like, I think they're like a 2-inch squitter with a smiley blade. And then you're tipping those with coon shrimp. And then Max Lure also has just their 2 red hooks, a couple beads, and their smile blade on their sockeye setups, too. And those have been working really good as well.
And are you also tipping those with shrimp, too?
Yep. Everything gets tipped with the coon shrimp.
You know, it's funny how this has changed over the years from the bare red hook to the coon shrimp and the squitters and the smile blades. But, hey, it's definitely working for you and a lot of other folks. Not everybody has a boat. And not everybody can go out with a guide whenever they want to. Some people are trying shore fishing. I know it's not nearly as successful, but it is a thing above Rocky Reach Dam. How are they doing that?
So they're doing a slip bobber, typically either like a little jig with a piece of coon shrimp, or I know some I think will put like a little bit of weight and then just do a coon shrimp and, getting it out there and trying to target, a depth. I mean, typically those fish will run, 10 to 20 feet and, yeah, that's kind of how they're doing it, just kind of letting it float out there. And it's kind of like the old steelhead,
right?
Bobber and jig type thing.
Yep. So, again, folks, that is an option. Let's turn our attention to Lake Wenatchee. You don't know. I don't know if it's going to be open yet. It all depends how many sockeye make that turn up the Wenatchee River. We got to have, I think, at least 27,000 before they're going to entertain a fishery. But if it does open, where do you fish in that lake, and how do you fish for sockeye in that lake?
So, yeah, if that does open, typically you're into August by the time, enough fish get up the tumwater, because I think we have to have like 23,500, I think, have to be over tumwater
right
before they'll even open it.
They actually like to have a little buffer and get up to 27,000. So, again, assuming we get there, what part of the lake are you fishing, and how do you do it in terms of depth and offering?
So up there, you're pretty much fishing the north end of the lake up towards the little rivers that are up in there. Primarily, you're fishing downriggers up there because typically you'll fish those fish a little bit deeper, down 70, 80 feet down typically. And those you're running kind of the same setup we are here with our Double D Dodgers. And then we're only running either 2 to 3 hooks or with maybe a smile blade or just the hooks themselves, but we cannot use bait. So it's only the hooks or just the smile blade for a little attraction.
All right. That is very good to know. We do have a minute left or so. Let's get back to those kings. I know they can get really, really big there on the upper Columbia and the mid Columbia too. What's your favorite way to catch them?
Trolling, I pretty much just run lead. So I'm not running downriggers, but you can do them downriggers. But trolling them with the new Max paddle flasher that I helped design and do, you can put your bait inside that so you're making a good stinky trail. And either pulling the new Tech Set spinner that I designed for Max Lure or Super Bait. Those are probably the two key factors up here that do really well.
All right. We are going to have to let you go. But, folks, if you want to go fishing with Mike Roth, he's a really good stick. He knows how to catch the salmon in the upper Columbia, mid-Columbia River. His website, TeamTakedownGuideService.com. That's TeamTakedownGuideService.com. You can also find him on Facebook at Team Takedown Guide Service. And he will show you a good time with any luck. Even his wife will hop on board, and you can have a great time with both of them and get a whole bunch of fish in the boat. Mike, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.